Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. On again, off again tariffs, on again, off again government layoffs, and attacks from Washington on universities and corporate America. It's all driving the stock market crazy, but what does it all mean for our state's economy? Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be speaking with you, Mike.
So let's take a look at that national picture first and what all of this chaos coming out of Washington is doing to our economy and to economic projections.
Well, there's no doubt about it. It is chaotic, Mike. We have a command and control economy centralized in the White House with reversals of positions, major positions, not quite daily, but almost. And so we are riding the Trump roller coaster with the promises that we're headed to a golden age. But as Elvis might put it, right now, we're all shook up. Data say that uncertainty is at an all-time high. It is now exceeding the uncertainty as measured that went with COVID on its worst weeks and months. And so this means that major investment decisions tend to be put on hold. Yet some of the uncertainty suggests that tomorrow is going to be worse than today. And so consumption expenditures have been rising in an effort to get ahead of what might be tariff-induced higher prices in the future. The most recent GDP growth data, which is for this first quarter, came in negative, slightly negative. But Mike, when you look, there are two categories of measures, one called soft, one called hard. Soft has to do with consumer expectations, confidence measures. They are seriously low. But the hard data measures, employment, expenditures, retail sales, look okay. One is driven by perceptions, and part of those perceptions have to do with changing major positions in Washington so that it's hard to tell what tomorrow is going to be like. But the other is still based on the realities of how the American economy is operating. And it's not bad. It looks okay, but it's what's pending behind the wall that we have to worry about.
All right, well, let's come on home now and tell us what all of this uncertainty means here in South Carolina.
South Carolina is so well positioned right now for whatever the shocks may be brought to us from the rest of the world and from national policies. If you map GDP growth data for the nation against GDP growth for South Carolina, South Carolina's numbers exceed the nation's. We've got a stronger economy. Our unemployment rate in the state is about the same as the nation, 4.2%. But we've got counties, more than just a handful, with 3% all along the coast. And there's one last thing I would mention to you. If you picture a map of the United States, an outline map for the states, and the states that are brightest blue are those that have the strongest growth in coincident indicators. South Carolina is in the top six states, and for the nation, there are only three states that are showing up negative. And so we've got something that looks pretty good when you look at the hard data. South Carolina looks very good. At the same time, there's that pending pessimism that is out there with respect to ties to the international world, tariffs, and South Carolina has a lot of exposure to that world.
And so things are good now, but too difficult to say what will be by the end of the year.
That's right. Most of the revised forecasts for the nation show negative GDP growth for a couple of quarters. None of them show a recession, which would be two consecutive negative quarters. One was that way recently, but has been revised a little better. And so we're kind of walking on bottom right now, Mike, in terms of those forecasts.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much for the update.
Good talking.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report, to which we will have a link so you can check out his work, posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again as well, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.